ready.
Woo. The whistle's got woo.
The cream rise to the top.
You're listening to the Sleeper King podcast, hosted by James Coe.
First, we're talking about Nico Collins heading to IR. He has, unfortunately, yet to play a full season in his young NFL career. We're going into year number four, and Nico Collins has yet to play an entire season. History of injuries starting to rack up here, and I do wonder if it's a little bit of cause for concern. His rookie season, he had a shoulder injury that put him on short-term IR. He ended up missing three games there. In 2022, groin and foot injuries forced him to miss seven games. Last year in 2023, he did have a calf injury that forced him to miss two games. Now, with a strained hamstring, he's going on IR and he's going to miss another four games. It's just something to keep in mind. It should be, we're talking about fantasy now, a huge uptick in volume for Tank Dell. I think we're going to see a smaller uptick in volume for Stephon Diggs, but man, Tank Dell, if you all didn't know, he has just not been getting work, okay? He's played four games, and he's averaged 5.3 targets, 3.3 receptions, and just 34.3 yards per game. Now, that's not great. You have to imagine those figures at least double, to be honest with you. I mean, there's a lot of targets being up for grabs. There's a lot of yards up for grabs as well. So Tank Dell, I think, is going to slide outside. Whether he plays X or flanker, that's okay. Either way, he can win out there a little bit. I mean, I wouldn't like him as a full-time X. If he could play some flanker, that'd be great. I think Stephon Diggs might play some X receiver as well. And they did roll out this kid, Xavier Hutchinson, as an outside X receiver as well. But if Hutchinson plays that role, as our pal Matt Harmon calls him, sacrificial X's, where they just kind of sort of outside, you know, eating up space and doing the cardio thing on the outside, maybe that frees up the in-breaking routes here for Tank Dell. CJ Stroud loves throwing these intermediate routes that are heading towards the middle of the field. Anyways, okay, so again, a huge uptick for Tank Dell. Again, you have to imagine his volume, I mean, doubles? I don't think that's out of the question here. He's averaging 5.3 targets per game. Who else are they going to throw to? I know Stephon Diggs is going to get an uptick, but man, Diggs is already averaging 8.2 targets per game. So let's say that goes up to 10. Okay, there's still a lot of targets left available. Shoot, I really would not be surprised if Tank Dell ends up, you know, averaging 8 or 9 targets per game. So maybe not double, but darn near close, man. And shoot, you know what? He might double his receptions and yards, though. I mean, even off 8 targets, he might go up to, you know, 6.5 catches and, you know, 70 yards per game. I could see that. I could see that easy. It's nothing but rocket ship emojis, man, for Tank Dell right now, who I know has struggled a little bit. But again, part of it is the injury. Part of it is, again, the offseason shooting. But I think a big part of it has just been inconsistent targets, to be honest with you. So let's see what happens here with Tank Dell moving forward.